day and to keep my confidence up and keep playing the next play. I just think that shows the short memory you have to play defensive back, especially in the Big 12.
Did you recognize that route maybe from film study, know what was coming?
Yeah, I definitely did. I recognized it from earlier in the drive. They hit me with that same route combo. So it started to look a lot like that, so I just kind of junked it.
Were you a little worried?
Walk us through that, the bad snap.
Oh, yeah.
Can you walk us through that?
Well, I mean, I was down on the line of scrimmage on the tight end, and I just see the ball fly over his head, and I'm like, you know, I was going to go try to make a play. And I see the quarterback. I was making ground on him, and I see somebody else coming, so I just push the quarterback into him, try to, you know, keep the ball loose for somebody else to get it.
As a Texas boy, obviously this game was a big one for you, but next week, are you kind of already looking forward to?
Definitely. I grew up a Longhorns fan, so this is definitely a big one for me every year.
And you know, obviously, after what he did in the Oklahoma game, Zach Smith was a big threat for you guys in the passing game. Kept him pretty contained for the most part. How satisfying is that for you guys to not let him be a thing that beat you?
It definitely felt great. It's a confidence boost for our defense because, you know, we're going to have some big-time quarterbacks that we have to play this year. You know, he's up and coming. He's a young guy. So, I mean, he's just going to keep getting better and better. But, you know, preparing us for, like, the Baker Mayfields and the Mason Rudolphs or whatever, I think that was a good start.